and South Shore's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Lisa Azizi, and it's that time of the week. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Well, hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa, and good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. Good to talk to you. And this morning, a fascinating topic we're going to get into, something that started out maybe as science fiction is now science fact.
Yeah, that was a good way to put it. Facial recognition's come a long way, and its challenges still have a long way to go with personal privacy and the types of things that technology companies have done. But let's take a look on the Wayback Machine there, back to the 1960s to the 1990s. Lisa, you may remember this. manual data gathering of pictures or photos was from people taking pictures or photos with a camera and film. And you probably have seen or have witnessed that wedding photos were behind a locked portal somewhere. Yearbook pictures were the same way. So they weren't really able to be scraped off the internet at that point in time.
Yeah, you had to go physically find these books and look them up, you know. And that's would be the stories you hear about some of these, you know, if somebody, you know, they're looking for somebody from the past.
Yeah.
You know, let's go find his high school yearbook.
Right.
But now, you're right, I could just, I suppose I could get all the images off Twitter and Facebook. But we're not quite there. So let's take us through some of this history.
Yeah, you're right. So let's go into the early 2000s when the Department of Defense spent $6.5 million building the first, what they called at that time, a large phase data set, capturing simply 14,000 images that were consented to be captured. Not that large of a data set in today's terms.
Right.
14,000.
It did spark. Yeah, it sparked epic.
Are you missing a zero or two, David? I wasn't sure. Are you missing a zero or two there?
No, that was it. 14,000. Then let's jump into the 2007 to 2014 realm in our history, and that's when researchers and technology companies begin scraping images off the web without people's consent.
And this is where we get
into the trouble.
Yeah. All right. So now we're here in the present, and we've got Facebook and all the other social media sites. There are a ton of pictures out there.
Way too many pictures. Like in 2014, Facebook used 14 million images from 4,000 of its users' profiles to train its deep face model, which is the facial recognition that's been used by police departments across the country and probably around the world. So they were building that database from the pictures that we, their lowly subjects, upload without our consent. But then I thought about that afterwards, and I didn't remember consenting to allow anyone to capture my image. But wait, maybe I did, because I was simply posting a profile picture on Facebook, but I didn't take the time to really read the privacy policy.
There you go. That always comes back to haunt us, and you've been warning us about that for a long, long time.
Exactly. We are our own worst enemy when it comes to our privacy.
It's true. So,
because by simply creating our profiles, we are agreeing to these terms of service that are very long, and we like to just quickly scroll through them and say, yep, I'm good. I accept.
Yep, and they can change them at any time with just by saying, we've changed our privacy policy. Go read it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you go back to the other 140 pages and try to figure out what they changed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just like you get the same thing with your cell phone and your credit card. They're always updating the terms of usage or terms of service.
Yep.
And you open it up and you say, okay, sounds good. And just throw that out. And sure
nothing
major will hurt me. All right. But okay, so facial recognition. I mean, this seems obviously from a criminal, you know, for fighting crime, it seems like that would be a good thing in terms of finding somebody in a crowd or, having a suspect that would be able to hide out. Say somebody was on the run, you could find him in a much shorter amount of time.
Exactly right. You're looking at that. But the problem with that is that the technology still isn't where it needs to be. Studies have shown that, let's say, for instance, white males are falsely matched with mugshots less than other ethnic groups. And a test of Amazon's facial recognition or recognition software showed it recently misidentified 28 NFL ball players as criminals. It's not there.
Yeah. All right. So this is not Minority Report reading eyeballs.
No, but I'm sure it's going to come to that, but it's not there yet.
Okay.
That is one of the factors they use, but they don't have the database of everyone's eyeball.
Yeah, now people have saw that movie with Tom Cruise. It was very interesting because one of the things, David, that you may remember from that film, and a lot of that stuff, by the way, was kind of a look at the future, and some of it has come true. They were making personal advertisements. You remember that? And he's walking through, and he's very stressed, and they say, you know, they read the eyeballs, and like, John Anderton, you could use a Guinness right about now. And then he gets the different eyes, and he goes into the Gap store, and this happens.
Hello, Mr. Yakamoto. Welcome back to the Gap. How those assorted tank tops work out for you?
Mr. Yakamoto.
Yeah, he had Mr. Yakamoto's eyes because he was trying to fool the sensors, I guess. So we're not there yet, but, you know, obviously the technology, I don't know, I have a feeling that, and I know you talk about some places are outlawing this, but I have a feeling that whether we make laws or not, that this is going to happen.
I'm sure that our images are continue to be scraped. And for instance, in Boston, they are not allowed to use facial recognition. But in Massachusetts, you can with certain requirements. So the images are being scraped, and they may not be stored here in Massachusetts where it may be illegal, but they are stored somewhere else that other companies have access to. So if you leave the state, you know, all bets are off. It's going way too fast, and the privacy aspect of it is going way too slow. So Massachusetts has just announced it's kicking off a year-long study with a newly commissioned panel to study the effects of this and how it needs to improve to protect our privacy and our lives. You know, cameras, now they're everywhere.
Yes. Right.
So no matter where you go, you're on someone's camera somewhere, and if that's all going up to the web, it's accessible.
Oh, boy. Okay, something to watch.
Yeah, lots to think about there. You'll be on camera and might be able to identify you through facial recognition. Maybe it'll be illegal in the state, but what do you think that the U.S. government would allow it?
Who thinks about that?
Oh, okay.
Not me.
All right. David, where can people go to read more about this?
xsmartit.com and click on my blog link.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, guys. Hey, you know what we didn't talk about?
Yeah, growing a beard.
Go back one more step.
Okay.
No, that's
no, that won't work.
A little bit funnier than that, but you can Google this because it's actually a thing. There is actually anti-facial recognition makeup.
Oh.
Oh boy. See, this is there's always a way to fight technology.
I know someone is going to be a step ahead.
No,
right?
But it's better than changing your eyeballs. Right?
Yeah, it's much less painful.
Yeah,
of course.
Much less painful. Okay. All right, David Snell, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.